You had a mechanic say that works on your car, and he forgets to put the air cleaner back on when he gets done working on it. What do you say about a guy like this? He's not careful, but he's
He's negligent or
or
careless.
okay. If you have somebody that acts kind of odd, he's not rich enough to be called eccentric, and he's not crazy enough to be called crazy, but he's certainly odd. How would you describe somebody like that? He's kind of.
I think we'd probably say he's a little queer.
Has that word changed meanings recently?
Yes, it has.
Okay. All right. If you have somebody who's otherwise a nice fellow, but he just absolutely, once he makes up his mind, he's going to do things one way. That's the way he's going to do it. What do you say about somebody like this? He's.
He's, we'd probably say he was stubborn.
Okay. Any other words you'd use? Would it be funny about it or anything?
Oh, depending on what decisions he made, we might say he's bullheaded.
Okay. If you have somebody that, no matter what it is that you do, he always manages to take it the wrong way and get huffy. You'd say, so and so is awful.
We'd probably say touchy.
Okay. Any other terms there for that?
Don't think of any, just offhand.
Okay. If you have somebody who you know is touchy and you do something that he's going to take the wrong way, he's probably going to do what?
Resent it.
Or maybe even more than resent it, he's probably going to.
I don't know just what to would say about
Well,
that.
another way of saying he lost his temper is that he got.
Oh, yeah, he'd get angry
Okay.
or sore.
Okay. Any other words you'd use?
You hear the word term mad, but that takes in more territory than that, you know,
What do you
really.
mean?
Mad.
Yeah, what do you mean it takes in more territory?
Well, to me, the term mad even denotes some degree of insanity.
Okay. If you have somebody like this, and he's gotten mad, you're liable to tell him, well, just keep. He's starting to get his blood pressure up and everything. He said, just keep.
Well, you might say, keep cool.
Or what's another way of saying the same thing? Keep.
Oh, we used to say, now keep your shirt on.
Okay. All right. Another way of getting at this word I'm looking for. What do you call it when there's no wind blowing at all?
Calm.
Okay, that was the word I was
Dead
looking for.
calm,
Yeah.
really.
Yeah. If you get one way of keeping somebody calm is to assure him that you didn't mean what he got mad about. You say, I didn't do it,
Intentionally.
or another way of saying intentionally.
On purpose.
Okay. After somebody's done a day's work, he's liable to come home feeling pretty.
Well, several expressions. Fagged out would be one.
Okay. What's
Bushed would be another one.
okay? What's the most common one? Say, I'm awful.
Or tuckered out.
Okay. Any other one that you'd use?
Don't think of any just offhand.
Okay. If somebody's really gone out and just done an exceptionally hard day's work, what? He's going to be home. He's all just completely.
All in.
Okay. If you know somebody that suddenly you hear is in bed with a temperature, and you'd seen her maybe the day before or something like that, you might say, when was it that she.
Contracted.
Okay, or another way of saying this, when was it she.